Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now, to Suffolk Downs. Some say the Thoroughbred Racetrack in East Boston is one of the best bets to win a casino license. The track is partnering with the Wonderland Greyhound Park in Revere to compete for the rights to build a resort-style casino. Both tracks also stand to gain from Speaker DeLeo's plan to allow slot machines at all four racetracks in Massachusetts. For Suffolk Downs, the success or the failure of the gambling bill could determine the fate of the track. Its racing operation hasn't turned a profit since 2001, and on-site wagering dropped 34% in the past 5 years. In the coming weeks, we'll visit several possible casino sites. We toured Suffolk Downs recently with Chip Tuttle, its chief operating officer. We met him in the grandstand on the cavernous first floor with its long row of betting windows under dozens of hanging banners, remembering the prominent horses who've raced there, including the famous Seabiscuit. We asked Tuttle how the place might look if the gambling bill finally goes through.
You know, we've got preliminary plans that would turn this into a real entertainment and gaming complex with horse racing as a centerpiece. So this grandstand that we're standing in could have a gaming floor, could have table games. You know, you could be standing right now in what would be a small entertainment venue or a food court or a high-end restaurant.
Make the case for why you think Suffolk Downs is the perfect venue for that.
Well, I like to say that we've been the Commonwealth's premier gaming destination for 75 years, and it's true. We feel we're ideally situated, ideally located. We have occupancy permits here for 38,000 people. Unfortunately for us, we don't get those kinds of crowds anymore. Those were the crowds that were here in the 1930s and the 1940s when Seabiscuit ran here. We have this building. The buildings on the grounds are about 800,000 square feet on 163 acres with 5,500 surface parking spaces. You know, we're already in the gambling business.
How valuable would each of these things be to Suffolk Downs as a business? First, the slots, and then second, a full-fledged casino.
We've got over 1,000 people that work here at the facility during the live racing season. And for the speaker, for the governor, for people who are looking at this as a job creation and as a jobs initiative, you know, we could be looking at having 2,000 to 3,000 additional jobs here. That's a considerable value for us, but also the surrounding towns of East Boston, Revere, Everett, Lynn, Malden, what the speaker refers to as the blue-collar depression.
Any idea how much immediate income you think you might see if slots came in?
It depends on if we're looking at a facility with 1,500 machines, as the House bill currently would allow us to do if we partner with Wonderland, and depends on if we're looking at a more significant development than that. You know, you can look around the country, though. You know, the Connecticut casinos have been extraordinarily successful. I think their win per day, per machine, is as high as any place in the country, $300, $400 a day, maybe over that. And, you know, there are thousands of visitors a day that visit those two facilities, and, of course, many of them from Massachusetts.
I want to ask a couple questions about thoroughbred racing, but to do that, I'd actually like to go outside so that we're looking at the track when we're
sure,
talking about that.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. We're outside now, right next to the finish line. What do you see when you look around here?
I think about the great horses who have come right down this track and passed this finish line. And we're literally just a couple hundred yards from where the Beatles played their last Boston concert. So there's a lot of history here. There's a lot of legacy.
Do you worry that a casino might change this place, might change the ambiance if there were a lot more people here and they're way more interested in playing the slot machines, or they're way more interested in playing blackjack and a lot less interested than what's happening outside with the thoroughbreds?
You know, it's a concern, Bob. I think our responsibility is to do this in a way that integrates horse racing and gaming in a way that hasn't been done before. And that's really the vision for the property and the vision for development here.
In Rhode Island, the two slot venues did away with their initial entertainment draws, which were the track and highlight.
Yeah.
Can you virtually guarantee that should there be slots and a casino here, the thoroughbred racing will continue?
That's certainly our intention, and we've told the horsemen and we've told the people in the legislature that we're happy to have thoroughbred racing here as a condition of our potential gaming license. So we'd like to do this in a way that remains true to the 75-year history of the facility.
Chip Tuttle, thanks a lot. Good seeing you.
Yeah.
Chip Tuttle is the chief operating officer at Suffolk Downs in East Boston.
There, but here comes Seabiscuit, and they're into the stretch.
Chip Tuttle hopes if Suffolk Downs gets a casino, expanded gambling will bring back the crowds, like the tens of thousands who turned out for Seabiscuit's fabled win in 1937 at Suffolk in the race, the Massachusetts Handicap, or the MassCap.
It's the mighty Seabiscuit winning the MassCap.
See the video of that race on our website, wbur.org.